For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ball kind of clings around there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good evening to you. It is Wednesday, June 19th at 9:11 p.m. I'm not too far behind. Appreciate you tuning in. Tonight's bourbon bar, I'm going to talk about McFarland's Reserve. I think this will be a good one, especially if you're a new bourbon drinker. This might be interesting to you. Dark Dagnabbit, first person who tunes in, of course, a minor. Ava Helvey's here, and she says bourbon time. Not for you, Ava. But yeah, I'm going to talk about a less expensive bourbon, so something interesting. So Ava's dad and I and another friend of mine, we used to try to find inexpensive bourbons that were really, really good and sample them. They're out there. I don't know if this is going to be one of those, to tell you the truth. I can remember why I bought this bottle. I've had this one for a while. But I was, I think I was at the Total Wine in Indianapolis. And the guy said, you should try this. Because I was challenging myself to go less expensive, but still palatable, still decent. And Adam P. is sipping on Four Roses tonight. It's good. Frail Hammer says it's a favorite part of the day. It's excellent. But I'm going to talk about one that's less expensive. In case you're wondering, you can get McFarland's Reserve between $19 and $29, depending on where you go. It Total Wine has it for I think $20, $19.99. But I'll sip it in a second. But before I do it, I want to thank the people that made my T-shirt. Head over to Home Field Apparel if you want one like this. Enter Boiled 23 at checkout, get 15% off. Our friends at AJ's are not sponsoring us in the summer, not because they don't want to, because we cut them off. But head over to AJ's if you're on campus. Talk to Adam, talk to Jake, get something delicious, leave with a big smile. Happy time. I'm glad you guys are all here this evening. Glad we don't have an electronic buzz in our ears. We're past the 1 minute and 30 mark, which was poison time a week ago, Thursday, I think. I think it was Thursday. We did a bourbon bar. But before I dig into the bourbon talk, let me talk to you guys a little bit about some things that had my attention this week. There's not much to talk about. I'll be really honest. In the Purdue sports world, not a ton of stuff to talk about. In fact, it's getting so thin in the Purdue sports news that now we have backbiting starting. It's a bad season. In fact, I saw an ex-Boiled sports writer back in the good old days when it was just articles, getting beaten up by fellow Purdue fans because he's not a big fan of the fact that what's that league Men of Mackey are in? What's that called?
TBT.
The basketball tournament. Very clever. Yeah, that's funny.
Is that what you
Teddy got beaten up a little bit by fellow Boilermakers because he says, yeah, I don't think this is a Purdue team anymore. It's five Purdue players, four Florida State players. Or no, that's wrong. Two Florida State players, two other players. I kind of with Teddy on this. It doesn't feel much like a Purdue team anymore.
Well, I mean, one thing that Chris Kramer was saying is it's
Well, I understand what Chris Kramer was saying. Yeah, I was watching all the discussion, but my whole point about that is not if Teddy's right or wrong or if I'm right or wrong, but I'm right. The point of it is to say that we're in such a thin news time that we start kind of sniping each other. This is kind of what happens at in camp in football, right? Guys start beating up on each other because they just want to play somebody else. And similarly, fans get sick of hearing the same stuff over and over and over, and there's not a lot to talk about. But there was something interesting. Let's see. Yeah, so we got a new live listener. Mahiman 17 says, "Let's go, Dad. Caught a Bourbon Bar episode live." Yes, you did. And I don't think you're going to have to wait too long for the bourbon portion. So it's going to be kind of like a quick cast. It should be relatively quick. So here, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about, there was a interview between Brian Newbert and Jakari Harris. And Jakari Harris is going to be the man of the hour today on the show because that was an interesting interview to me. And Jakari Harris, as you know, has been asked to try out for the Mexican national team for the Olympics this summer in what, a month, right? July something. Olympics coming soon. Jakari Harris is up for one of the 12 spots for Mexico. 20 tryouts, 12 spots. Pardon me. Yeah. So, but here's what Jakari Harris is an interesting guy. If you haven't watched the interview, please do. Go on YouTube, look it up. It's great. Jakari thinks that his defense is one of the biggest things going to get him on the court and keep him on the court this year, and I have to agree with him. Jakari looks like a guy who's ready to play right away, physically, and I think he's also got a lot of skills. It's not just his defense. He can shoot the lights out. You saw he won a three-point contest. I think he's the leading scorer on all time at his high school, and somehow he's overshadowed by one of his teammates. Super interesting guy. He looks forward to playing with Braden Smith. This is one of the big deals with him. He just thinks that he used the quote, "iron sharpens iron." Two guys that are really competitive can bring out the best in one another, and that'll start right away in practice. Let's see what else. According to every account, he's been asking a lot of questions in practice. He's a guy that believes he has a lot to learn. He's humble enough to come into this with that attitude, which is great. Again, it's another good personality trait to get on the court. One thing that I also heard related to this is that Fletch Lawyer has been hanging around a lot this summer. And he's been more available in the early summer than he was early summer last year. That's the connotation I'm getting. Not positive that's right, but that's a pretty interesting sidebar. And finally, one big takeaway I had from the Jakari Harris interview was that he said, "I hate winning more than I like losing." He said winning burns him up. So that was interesting. Another side note off the Mexico story, the Mexican national team, guy named Issa Silva is also trying out for the team. He's played at both Stanford and Long Beach State.
Yeah, I found the list.
Okay, tell me if there's any other American NCAA basketball players. I got my Boiled Sports smart guy desk to my left working on that. He's 21 years old. He's from Sacramento. So, Harris isn't the only American there. That's my point.
This dude's old. He's from Lansing.
So he found another American. He's an older guy.
Paul Stoll. He went to community college.
Paul Stoll from Lansing, Michigan. Played at community college. So speaking of community college, this is a good segue. The next guy I want to talk a little bit about, a little focus on individual, switch gears, go over to football. Jaden Dixon-Veal, there was kind of a day in the life of Jaden Dixon-Veal published by the Purdue football team. Another thing I'd suggest you watch, very entertaining for me. I always like watching these things. These are the things that I said that the relatability factor, the thing that I really like about the offseason is you get a chance to dig in, learn a little bit more about the players. And this is really on the storytellers, the ladies and gentlemen working in the athletic department, specifically working for those sports, but they followed what Jaden Dixon-Veal for a day. And I just found it was interesting to see what his daily life is. One thing that stuck out to me, I'm a person of faith and his faith came up multiple times. I thought that was cool. I like that. I like seeing guys that have that center there. Hopefully it humbles them a little bit. But the other thing I thought was really interesting is he kept mentioning winning a championship. Not because that's not stereotypical, but because the way he was saying it and the way the other wide receivers were talking about winning a championship, the thing they said is they were very, very aware that they're an underrated group of receivers, that no one sees them coming. No one's, they don't have their, anybody's attention. Tibbs was another guy that talked when they were out eating lunch at Panda Express. And I just liked hearing this group talk frankly about what they think and what their goals are. And some of the goals were ridiculous. Honestly, every receiver sitting around the table had a goal to have at least 900 yards receiving. Some of them had higher than that. And they all had all conference and all American type goals. But 900, I think 900 to 1,000 yards receiving, 10 touchdowns was kind of a normal run of the mill goal for these guys. So they all have high goals, but Dixonville is also pretty high on Hudson Card. That's pretty fun to see. He should be. That's his quarterback. I know a lot of Purdue fans aren't as high on Hudson Card as the internal guys are, but they should be. So that's about all I've got. I'll take your questions or comments in a minute. If you have something else you would like to talk to, that's great.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But let's open the bourbon. So today's bourbon is, here it is, McFarland's Reserve, and it's a 4-year-old bourbon. Nothing special here, 90 proof. It should be. So I have tried it before. So what I'm trying to do is keep my budget in somewhat check. So I'm not. Let's see how interested in. I don't know if you guys have this at home to sip. Very nice nose on it. A lot of caramel, not a lot of alcohol, and it's a beautiful, beautiful dark brown color, like one that's almost double oaked. So it's a nice reddish brown. Okay, so not a whole bunch of complexity in the flavor. Alcohol on the nose, alcohol on the front side of the taste. As it works away back on your tongue, you're going to get a little vanilla in there. If you get Four Roses single barrel, maybe Adam P's sipping on that tonight. That's good stuff. I don't know which Four Roses you're drinking, but this isn't bad. Yeah, second sip. I don't know if there's anything to write home about there, but it's not bad. I think that would be a perfect one to sip for me over. I like sipping bourbon a little bit over rocks. Today I got a Father's Day gift that I'm going to use when I test this one out over ice. Not my boiled sports rocks glass, but what's inside. I got an ice ball mold, which we were talking about different types of ice, and I actually made it with bottled water. So I was hoping to get a clearer ice ball. If you guys know any tricks on how to do that, let me know, because that's something that I've been pursuing for a long time just because it looks really, really cool. So let's see what it tastes like over rocks, over ice. Calms down a little bit, not as much alcohol on the front side, but again, maybe a little bit of cinnamon comes out when you drink it that way. Cinnamon on the front side, but nothing much to talk about there. Let's see. Let me look over the comments real quick. Steve Kendall says, happy time. Nate Benter says, next time you're in Detroit, go to Detroit City Distillery, try their four grain, one of my favorites. So I don't. So when they say four grain, that means it's probably going to have rye, corn, wheat, and barley. Would that be right, Nate? Maybe you know the answer. Maybe you don't. But let's see. Ted Berg says Scotch or bourbon tonight. It's going to be bourbon. I'm not a Scotch man generally. If you guys would like me to try a specific Scotch, I might look one up. The problem that I have with Scotch, I'll be honest, is that you go into the higher rent district. There's two problems. You go into higher rent district, meaning it's going to be more expensive. And I just don't like the peatiness. I generally don't like that. To me, Scotch tastes like static. I'm just not a big fan of it. And maybe I'd develop a taste if I had more of that. I mean, when I drink Scotch that I like, it's at least 12 years old, if not older. And when you get into 12-year-old Scotch, that's not a blend. You're spending some money. So yeah, it just, I think bourbon is a better way for me to go. I don't, like I said, I don't drink a ton. I generally don't drink by myself, sip bourbons by myself. My brother is a bit of a Scotch drinker, but he's backed off that too. I think budgets will steer your choices there, but you guys can tell me I'm wrong. Ancient Astronaut says hello. Nita Bienverse says, appreciate your recommendation to listen to the Purdue basketball podcast. Had no idea it existed. Really good stuff. Yeah. Oh, we can talk about that really quickly. Good reminder there. The Matt Painter episode 100, really, really good, entertaining. I mean, to me, still the Lance episode's my favorite. I'm listening to Gillis now. I'll listen to him in 15-20 minute chunks so I can really dig into him a little bit. The Gillis one's decent, but the Painter one was good. The biggest thing that I took away from that one was he talked about when a team decides to do the same thing for a second time versus Edie, how he would start talking about thinking about what he was going to eat after the game, which made me laugh out loud because there's a lot of people that know that Matt Painter loves smoked meats. He's got a meat smoker, I think, on a trailer. He takes it very seriously. And he looks like a guy that enjoys the smoked meats. I'm with him, by the way. I'm with him, but I don't think I'm an artisan of smoked meats like he is. So, but I just thought that was very interesting. So I thought about Izzo saying, yeah, we're going to go man against Edie. And you could tell early, they're not going to be able to keep the game close or we're going to beat them again. Because Michigan State couldn't go straight up against Edie. So yeah, they did that last year. I think this year they tried to change it up a little bit, right? Michigan State. Did you just go, psh, psh. You just replied with? Okay. Yeah, they played him better the second time this year. Right. Booker was the difference maker. Yeah, because he was good. Yeah, second half of the season he started playing him. It's true. Yeah, Nathan Dolan says smart guy desk? Are you hiring? Well, the pay is horrible, Nathan. But yeah, always hiring. LBD would tell you how bad the pay is. He's been on staff for 18 years. He hasn't gotten a nickel out of it.
My findings.
Yeah.
So here's the guys who are like prospects.
Yep.
So or played D1. So this guy named Francisco Cruz, he played for Wyoming. And
Francisco Cruz is that Mexico team tryout.
2010
played for Wyoming.
Victor Valdez is a sophomore at Troy.
Uh-huh.
This guy's just a prospect. He's going to be drafted in a couple years.
Are you saying you think Jakari Harris is going to make it?
This guy has offers from Kansas and Arizona State.
Okay.
And then
another freshman.
This guy played in Eastern Kentucky in 2009.
Okay, so
and the rest of them are all
Mexican. They're all Mexican players. So they're probably, my guess is the book's maybe a little cooked in their favor, wouldn't you think? Is that what they tell you? Yeah. So, yeah, Jakari Harris sounds like he has a decent shot of making, I'd say.
Yeah, for sure.
But they're trying to bring in some guys. It's the interesting thing to me, and maybe this has been explained elsewhere. I've looked for it. I don't know the answer is, how is Jakari Harris a dual citizen of Mexico and America?
I don't know. I saw somebody tweeted about that.
Okay.
They said, it was in Spanish, so I had to read the translation. But mm-hmm. They said, what the translation said is, does Jakari Harris and the other guy that you were talking about from Stanford, do they have naturalization squares, is what it said, the translation, which I think it means, are they citizens?
Right.
Which
they're not.
I mean, I don't know. I guess they're eligible, though.
Maybe Jakari Harris has an aunt. I don't know. I remember a couple of years ago, and maybe you don't remember, and I'm sure you don't, LBD, but U.S. didn't make the Olympics in baseball one year.
Well, I know what you're talking about.
And all these Americans were playing for Italy because they had a grandfather or a grandmother that was from Italy, and that was an interesting Olympics, if nothing else. So You can read the questions along with me here. So LBD's here. He's just got off from his employer. Dick's Sporting Goods.
There you go.
So that's what his summer job is. He's been working there since February.
No, I've been working there since last year.
Since last year. Good memory. Before that, he was Portillo's man. So let's see. Frey Hammer says, glad to see the analytics desk back at it. Yeah, really, the analytics desk is really me because that's tongue in cheek and I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
If we're going to really do analytics, it's this guy. He's going to do the analytics. Make no bones about it. Buzz. Do I do the whole show again?
They just started talking about it.
I'm back. Okay, so I must have a short.
We're talking about directional freezing.
Yeah.
How?
Okay.
It's
better. Good. So maybe we just triangulated it. This cable's got a problem, or this mic. The problem with this mic, they don't make the gold mic anymore. The good folks at I think it's Logitech owns Blue, who makes my mic. I want a gold mic.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can spray
the gold. I can spray paint. Yeah, and then you cover the mic, so you can't really do that. Yes, yeah, so I'm not going to do that. Okay, so let's go back to the questions.
Directional freezing.
Yeah, directional freezing. So let's go. Noodle says bourbon up. Noodle and I were trading notes yesterday about something I said that was stupid because I'm a moron. Frailhammer says distilled water in a cooler, then ship it out. Oh, so you're talking about you put it in a bigger block. This is distilled water. This is distilled water, and I still got some clouds to it. It's pretty nice, but it's not perfectly clear. Sorry about the buzzing again. Adam P. says, what's the upset game next year? You know, the game that shocks the world, gives us the moniker Spoilermakers. Not everyone likes the phrase. I'm going to go big and say it's the Oregon Friday night game.
Well, okay, so here's the schedule.
So let's review.
So Indiana State, I think it's Indiana State. I think that
Indiana State would shock the world.
That Purdue is going to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
That would be bad.
That would be really bad. That would be a horrible season. I'm going to go ahead and say that. They lose to Indiana State, and it's not a good.
So I feel like Notre Dame would be. I'm not saying that that's going to be the pick, but like Notre Dame, that could be a big
anybody. What is Notre Dame ranked? Do you know? I don't know. I think they're top 10. They're like, we'll find that out in 1 second. Right. It doesn't really matter. That'll be week 3, right? So it goes Indiana State, off to Oregon State, and then Notre Dame. I would say, so Oregon is an interesting pick because I think that would be absolutely stunning to everyone. Beating Oregon on, I think that'll be a big stage. It's a night game. It's a Friday game. I think that's BTN.
Notre Dame is fifth.
So Notre Dame is fifth.
So
I would say there's a better chance of beating Notre Dame than Oregon. I think Oregon is going to be terrifyingly good.
Well, they're both at home, right? Am I reading that right?
Yep, they're both at home. Okay. They're both at Ross 8. So you have Ross 8.
Purdue's not beating Wisconsin. I'm not picking that game.
That's Wisconsin at Wisconsin. Nope.
So
Ohio State at Ohio State. Nope. Penn State is at Ross 8. That could be one.
So it's,
and you know what? The timing of that is interesting because that's usually when Franklin poops down his leg right around that time in the season.
I'm going to look at their schedule to see what they got.
But usually he reserves that for other programs. But yeah.
Well, they got Purdue, Minnesota, and Maryland to end the season. Penn State does. So I don't know.
That's boy. See, they'll lose to Ohio State two weeks before Washington.
Wisconsin. I mean,
they could lose four straight. Well, USC is not that good.
Yeah, but I think so. Those are the three main contenders. You got they're all at home. Notre Dame, Oregon, and Penn State.
Okay, good. So you got three. You guys can vote on the side now that you can hear me. There's no buzzing.
Yeah.
So if you had a call, LBD, what's your pick? Which one's the shock the world game?
I guess Penn State. I mean, I don't really like any of those games, but like, I think Lanning's a good coach.
I think Lanning's a real good coach.
I don't think he gets.
And he's a guy that hates. Yeah. There's a guy that hates to lose.
Yeah, I don't think he's losing to Purdue and Notre Dame. I mean, Purdue could win that game, but like, that's early in the season. You're still figuring stuff out. I feel like the best chance is Penn State because that's like later in the season.
And I think you're playing the odds there of Penn State and Franklin having a bad game.
Yeah.
Really, right.
Yeah.
I'm going to say my best chance at those is Notre Dame.
Okay.
So Notre Dame to me was unimpressive, even with a decent record last year.
Did they lose to Marshall last year or the year before?
Year before.
Okay. Because yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
That was the year before. But yeah. Just, I mean, not a great start.
No. And they've kind of figured some things out since then. That was a bad stretch, obviously. Right? They were really playing poorly, and people were already, you know, saying bad stuff about Coach Freeman. But anyway, but Notre Dame is my pick of those. But I'm one of those people that hates the spoiler maker name. Mm-hmm. I hate it because it means you're not good. If you're a spoiler maker, you're not good, right? Nobody's expecting you to beat those teams.
Yeah.
The weird thing is Purdue's overdue for one of those games, but this isn't. I mean, if you go back, we watched some highlights of last year, and you go back, watch what Louisville did last year was totally a Jeff Brohm type season, right? They got up for games. They looked angry, and the players wanted to fight everybody on the other side, just like Jeff Brohm teams do.
Yeah.
Totally great motivator Jeff Brohm was. And then who did they lose to? They lost to somebody horrible. Gosh darn it.
Did they beat Georgia Tech? I feel like it could have been Georgia Tech.
Well, they lost to somebody that wasn't good. And but Brohm was really good at getting teams up that
it wasn't Boston
College, were 6 to 8 win teams, right? Really getting them up for the big game and then really letting them fall down and not be motivated for the lesser games. So anyway, I'll go on. You can figure that out. Adam P.S., what say you? I'm taking a name an upset. Nolan 23 says they're here. Provo is nice in the winter. Yeah, it's great. It's a great choice to go for Pitt. Yeah, Pitt. Pitt stinks. Louisville lost to Pitt last year.
And they barely beat Georgia Tech to start the season. But
right, Pitt, right. Yeah, great. So Provo, yeah, it's a great place to launch an NBA career. Yeah, good point. Dead Hoosier says, boiler up, friends. Adam and Minnie said, Buzz, very sorry about that. We're going to try to figure this out. The buzzing is weird and it's not good. And I apologize to everybody. Let's see. Get back here. Okay. Adam P says, no, the mic has to stay. I agree, Adam. I agree. The mic should stay. I got to figure this out, though. I hope it's, yeah. We'll figure it out. But the weird thing is it's always been, I don't know if you guys have any things like this where the fitting, the USB, mini USB end of this cord is very loose. And so I think that could be enough creating the short that the thing's always kind of sliding out. So it's not great. Adam P says Pitt. Yeah, he confirms that. So everybody, thanks for tuning in.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
A little longer than a quick cast, probably because the buzzing and that, and welcoming a guest, special guest, LBD being here. Do you call yourself future Boilermaker, current Boilermaker? You're not really official.
Not really in classes. So.
Yeah, but he's going to go to, if any of you out there are incoming freshmen, he's going to be...
think you have that?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Big
demographic for the incoming freshmen. You've got to do that. That's your job.
No.
Yeah, you've got to spread the word.
I think you can do it.
On the dorm, you'll be listening to it on your old-timey radio with a blanket on your leg. Come right in. Listen, this is my father on the radio, the internet radio. It's your job to make Boiled Sports the reach a little younger. We have a big drop-off into the healthy contingent. We go down into the early teens there. Yeah. Oh, did you? Okay. So soon, though, he'll be at the Boiler Gold Rush. So Adam P. says, thanks for bringing the smart guy to clarify and correct our opinions. Yeah, and he would, I'm sure he would like to correct me a lot, but it's hard because I'm not wrong very often. Right? Yeah, sure. And on that note, on that disappointing note, we'll call it a day. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. Thanks to Homefield. Thanks to AJ's. Thanks to LBD for being here. Thanks to Dick's Sporting Goods for employing LBD. Yeah. And thanks to all of you guys.
Happy Juneteenth.
Happy Juneteenth to you. Have a great evening.
Is that yesterday or today? That's today. Because I had Juneteenth meal at work. That's how I know.
Okay. Okay. What'd you have?
It was pork and watermelon and red velvet cake.
Red velvet cake. Yep. I didn't know that was a Juneteenth celebration cake. Yeah. So cool. Well, good. Well, God bless you guys. Hammer down. Good night now. We'll see you. Still going.
No, yeah, I know. I was reading the plaque.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.